Lorena, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you with us. And boy, we have a lot of great stuff to talk about, so I want to get right to it. First, two music events, one of them in Las Cruces and one in Mesilla.
Yeah, so these are summer series events that happen every year. They're really great ways to highlight regional and local musicians. So the first thing up is tonight. It's the Mesilla Summer Music Series. It's over on the plaza. They got vendors, they have foods, some of the shops stay open late, and the music kicks off at 8 o'clock, and the performer this week is going to be Border Avenue. And then Sunday, this is always a big hit over at Apodaca Park for July, so it's going to be Zoltan and the Fortune Tellers, which we also have a feature on Impulse, and Allison Reynolds. They will both be performing during that series, 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Excellent. Wonderful for our music fans, and we have many of them on KRWG. On Saturday, time to get the kids active, and you have an annual event that you preview in Pulse.
Yes, so it's going to be the Kids Expo 2016. This is something they have every summer, and it's really just to get kids and families out, moving around, games, contests, giveaways, arts and crafts, music and refreshments. And this is a free event. Just like the two events before, this is also free. So that is something we always like to hear. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Dress accordingly. You know, be sure that you're dressed appropriately for the heat. But it should be so much fun. It's going to be over at the Frank O'Brien Papin Community Center.
All right. And then looking ahead for us, we have two events, big events, coming to El Paso. Some very popular bands. And then something that I'm really intrigued about. I've never gone to an event that highlights jugglers. And I mean, that is really fun to watch. So I might go.
Yeah, so this is the 69th Annual International Jugglers Association Festival. So it's an international kind of event that's going to bring a lot of people to El Paso. It's Monday through July 31st. So what's going to happen is some of the public events that they're going to be having are the Juniors Championship and Youth Showcase, which is always wonderful because you're highlighting these really amazing talents. That's over on Wednesday in the evening, 7:30 p.m. We can always make the trip from Las Cruces to El Paso. It's a short trip. They're going to have a big championship performance July 28th at 7:30. And something called Cascade of Stars, which is going to be like their star performers. And this is an event that you do need to get tickets for, so be sure you get that. But it's something that I think it has jugglers, but also has other kinds of performers. So it's really something unique that's going to be in the area that I think we should all embrace.
I think a lot of people will be interested in that. And I bet if they're like me, there's a lot of folks who didn't even know until today that there was an international Jugglers Association.
I didn't know. That's why I wanted to put it in.
I had no idea either.
And then the second thing is going to be Blink-182 and the All-American Rejects. They're going to be back in El Paso. I believe the All-American Rejects have been here before. They're one of my favorite bands. And Blink-182... minus one of their usual performers, but Mark and Travis Barker, they're going to be there. So that's going to be on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Tickets are still available, Don Haskins Center in El Paso. It's going to be a good one.
All right. And then finally, the all-important Taste of Las Cruces. I bet, you know, we always say this. This gets probably the most hits on the web. People want to know where to eat.
It does, and we've been trying to look up some new places. This one is a recent addition to the food truck scene, so it's Wannabe Farms. And what makes this unique is that it offers local food, and it's kind of that same farm-to-table concept. So it's very seasonal food that they're adding. Their menu's always changing. Very affordable. Entrees are $6 to $8. So Sylvia tried out some really awesome stuff. She said that the hot chicken sandwich was probably the best chicken meal she's ever had.
Wow.
So
high
that's
praise.
A lot. Very high praise. And then her fiance, who likes to go with her on a lot of these, he got the pork torta, which sounds amazing. But they also have a lot of vegetables that they highlight, a lot of different kinds of dishes. So be sure to check them out. Looks like a really delicious kind of thing. Oh, and their pickles were homemade.
Homemade
pickles on their chicken sandwich. So
that's
all. I'm always a fan of that.
Now I'm hungry. Really hungry. You do a great job with the Pulse. It's in the Thursday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News, and it's always online at lcsun-news.com. Thank you for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.